Hi, this is Darren Smith, and it's my joy to share with you as your radio pastor for the day. Last week, we celebrated our nation's Independence Day, a day when our founders declared their freedom from tyranny and bondage to Great Britain. If we look around the world, we see the constant ebb and flow of freedom. In so many places, it is never even established, or if it is, it doesn't last. Yet there is a freedom that will last and can never be taken away. This freedom isn't granted by any government or earthly authority, but only by the sovereign creator of the universe, the one true God of the Bible. He alone is the source of this true and lasting freedom. And by God's design, true freedom is not actually independence, but rather true freedom is total dependence on God through faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." False teachers had come into the church at Galatia. These teachers promoted law-keeping or legalism as a way to earn favor with God to be saved. They tried to require Christians to observe the Old Testament rules, laws, and ceremonies, especially circumcision. Paul, after denouncing this teaching in many ways and angles in the first several chapters, then gives a critical summary in verse 1 of chapter 5, "For freedom Christ has set us free." Christians should not be placed back under the law's yoke of bondage. The law's purpose was to reveal our sinfulness and to bring us to Christ. Jesus' perfect life of righteousness was the complete fulfillment of the law, and anyone who trusts in him for salvation is made right with God. Every aspect of Jesus obeying the law and God the Father can be credited or given to anyone who trusts in Jesus. This is a sweet exchange that occurs in salvation. Our debt of sin and the wrath of God against sin is forgiven, and God's holy justice is met, and we receive the riches of his grace, the very righteousness of Jesus Christ on our behalf. Once we are clothed in Jesus' righteousness, we are no longer enslaved to follow rules or laws to earn our salvation. Every other religion but Christianity is a system of works-based righteousness or salvation where you have a list of things to do or not do, and by this rule-keeping, standard meeting, this is supposedly how someone can be so-called saved. But the truth is, in Christ we are set free. In Christ, we are free from the need of earning our own salvation, and we are also free from the penalty and power of sin. Before Christ, we lived as slaves to sin. We sought to satisfy our desires and lived for ourselves. We were dead in our sins, and we were destined to face the consequence of our sin, which is death. Yet when we trusted in Jesus for our salvation, the course of our lives completely changed. We were released from the law's bondage because for freedom Christ has set us free. The Bible is clear that Christian freedom is not a license to sin. Instead, believers are free not to live for sin and are free to live holy lives in Christ. For this freedom Christ has set us free, to live in relationship to God and others the way he intended. Jesus said in John 8:36, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." And it gets even better. Now, we who have this freedom can live in God's ways and love others in the power of the Spirit. Verses 5 and 6 in Galatians 5 say, "For through the Spirit, by faith, we ourselves eagerly wait the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love." Believers are indwelt by the Holy Spirit and are characterized by a joyous freedom to follow Christ and God's design for life. Believers are free to live an abundant life, and we have been given everything we need for life and godliness. Let us live in and live out this freedom in Christ every day. Live in freedom every day. Those words nicely fit into the acronym LIFE. Live in freedom every day. True freedom is not independence. True freedom is total dependence on God. This is ours in Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Will you rest and rejoice in this today and the wonderful freedom available in Jesus Christ? Indeed, for freedom, Christ has set us free. This has been Darren Smith, your radio pastor for the day.